My name is Alistair McClymont, and I'm chairman of Festivals Crieff. The project's called Crieff Remembers. It's a two-week-long event, if you like.
Is there a particular connection with Passchendaele, or is it more just the fact that you wanted to remember the Great War?
There's no particular connection. We're finding connections as we go along.
So what have you got planned then?
The day, which is where Legion Scotland are involved, that will be a parade through the town. It'll end up with in the local Market Park, which is in itself a historic site. And there, there'll be a drumhead service, and all the formal part will take part on the Sunday morning. That'll be a partnership between Legion Scotland ourselves. The afternoon, Legion Scotland take over and run their Passchendaele remembrance event in the same place, hopefully with the same large crowd.
You say large crowd, the community's bought into this, isn't it?
The community has supported, yeah. We've had open days to find out what's available in terms of memorabilia and stories and whatnot. Not just Passchendaele, but anything connected with the First War. They were really successful. People brought things in for us. We've recorded them digitally. And the main feature, I mentioned the Sunday is the opening day. That's also the opening of the exhibition which we're planning. It'll last for 2 weeks in the Strathairn Art Space in the centre of Crieff.
What sort of things we're going to see there?
Right, I'll try and keep this short because I've uncovered some really interesting items. There's a lot of letters, various diaries from troops that families have kept. There's hardware, if you like, one or two items that have come to light that people have collected or, you know, kept locally. There are two specifically important things, I think, which are of national importance. One is a German soldier's diary, which survived not just the First War, but the bombing of his family's flat in the Second War. One of the few things the family managed to take away from there. They now, or a member of the family, now lives in Crieff. He's a local minister. And this diary is being initially transcribed from some obscure German into modern German to be translated. That will be on display. And a local collection of a nurse who served in the First War, her notes, letters, photographs, etc., a whole box of them. The local drama group will put on a couple of evenings based on that.
Okay, so, I mean, lots of interesting things. And
lots of interesting things.
People can still come forward with more discoveries as well, and they'll be included.
It's still possible, but obviously once the catalogue's printed, that'll be the last opportunity to have something included. I mean, obviously that's going to be an important legacy, because that's not only bringing together everything for an exhibition, but a printed catalogue will have it all recorded, and that'll be recorded now for posterity.
Now, the day, obviously, itself, on the Sunday, followed by the fortnight as well, is open to the public. You encourage them to come along?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And outsiders as well, you don't have to just be from Crieff.
Not just from Crieff. We are hoping to attract people into Crieff. It's a beautiful centre, a beautiful wee town, and we're hoping it'll be a really nice day.
You're also going to be rewinding the clock and recreating history almost 100 years on with a special production.
The Perth City Opera Group will put on a performance of Pirates of Penzance in what's known as Morrison's Academy Hall in Crieff. But way back 100 years ago, the Crieff Opera Group put on a performance of Pirates of Penzance in that same venue to raise funds for the troops in the front line.
Do you have a website that people can find out
more? We have a website, Crieff Remembers website.
Brilliant. Well done once again. I know that Legion Scotland are delighted to have you on board.
We're delighted to have them on board, yeah.
Good to see you, Alistair. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.